little stump.
Well, and also soon we'll have a young woman here who threw buckets full of glitter at James Gabbert.
That's right. It was her finest hour. She glitterized.
And then she ran out of the studio knowing James Gabbert would be really mad because he had a big dinner to go to right after that.
Oh, he loved it.
No, he hated it.
Spank me.
Was it the colored glitter?
Well, that's later. That's about 3 a.m.
The fact is, this glitter incident really did occur, and Jim Gabbert refused the glitter, but the Space Cowgirls went right ahead and they dumped it on him, and it stuck in his makeup and went streaming down his face, and they went hightailing it out of there. It was fantastic.
There was no glue involved, unfortunately. So, hey, Brody and Rusty, I have a technical question for you.
Yes, sir.
How does Big Rig Slack differ from said Genius Slack?
I think a little bit more of a sort of cordite smell and a little bit more liquor.
It looks like a gooey mass, too.
It looks kind
whereas
of like
our slack is more like a behavioral
horrible
change.
Horrible sea creature lying on a bed of lettuce.
Ours is a little bit more, how should we say, pedestrian?
But I would think that the Big Rig Slack, if you warmed up a full room of it and jumped in, would probably be pretty good.
I would say Dean Martin would tend to gravitate toward our brand of slack.
Sort of like a geoduck that's been yanked out of its shell.
Toward that pole, definitely.
Oh, that's not a geoduck. Oh, I see.
Gooey duck. It's gooey duck.
Gooey duck.
Yeah, it's a duck that spans the globe.
And if you lift up this little flap, these are the oviducts.
Oh, wow, that's ugly. Yeah, how long has that thing been dead?
Well, it's kind of high, isn't it, Doug?
Theater of the mind, remember. Come on, you're making me visualize these.
Okay, theater of the mind, that's Stormship Troopers.
Don't you mean it's
El
not
Nino
Stormship Troopers?
Now remember too, if when you go see this movie, the commanding officer of the Stormship Trooper group is Michael Pepe.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, and Michael Pepe ran Colin Wildfire.
It's all true.
Gary Pepe's brother.
You know who's in that movie?
Pepe
you rarely hear about Gary too.
Is he part of the Pepes of Long Island?
And this is why anti-pepetism was started years ago.
That's why they came out with pepper spray.
That's what caused World War
One. If you spray somebody with Pepe spray, they start talking. They wear loud Hawaiian shirts. They have a distinctive odor.
They shot the art to say Michael Pepe listens to this program, he might be calling now. I see the Christmas tree lighting up like
Doogie
a board
Hauser.
Over there.
That's who I'm thinking of.
We should
Hauser.
Give his phone number out so they can. Everybody in Northern and Central California can call
Doogie
him.
Just take off the Doogie
Neil,
housing.
Neil something.
I'm just sitting here drinking a platinum martini.
Mail something?
Neil Harris. That's it. Neil Harris.
Okay.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Thank you very much.
How about Richard Harris?
No.
Hey, I've got it. MacArthur Park, right here.
No.
Yeah, we do. Cake left out in the rain. Oh, my goodness. There's havoc going on around
Reba.
Here.
Okay, whatever you do, don't tell anybody that we have that, so it'll be a big surprise when you play it.
Okay.
The thing I love more than Christmas is that middle part of MacArthur Park where it gets go-go all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, okay. Oh, man. Okay, yeah, I'm getting excited.
I'm getting tingles in my nether section just thinking about it.
Good morning.
Space cowgirl.
No, she's spicy.
Spice cowgirl. I'm sorry. Spice cowgirl.
Mademoiselle.
Reba Spice.
I've got some spoken word I'd like to read
you. PJs in their PJs.
Is this bananas and pajamas?
Well, it's going to get loud.
Sacre bleu. Mon Dieu.
Put in the earplugs.
Oh, yeah, don't tell anybody. We're on the air.
Insert earplugs.
Yeah, these aren't tapes. We actually do have Camille in the studio now.
Yes, and on a pony, she ran Colin Wildfire.
Yes, she is a wildfire raging out of control.
Have a little bear kiss.
Yeah, Rusty's shaking her six-shooter.
Hey, she was holding a teddy bear, but I'm holding something much cuter.
Teddy bear porno.
Put some clothes on that teddy right now.
I'm holding what I go to bed with right here.
Good God.
Hey, this is radio.
It's a 40 caliber.
40 caliber Smith & Wesson.
Put it back in your pants.
What killed Versace.
Look it up in your funkin' wagon.
Here.
That's how. That's who Kananen was tracked down. Not too many people own those. They come the
somebody left to make. Somebody wants to make out in the rain? Make it. I don't think that I can bake it.
And I'll never have that recipe
again.
Now, this song was bad. Why was it re-recorded as a disco hit in the 70s? By Gloria Gaynor or somebody?
What year was this?
That's a triple Gaynor, actually.
yellow cotton dress. My word. Like a
wave. Yes, like a wave.
I think Rat Harris only put out one album, and that's for good reason.
Yeah, they couldn't find another big chair like that.
My God is a merciful God.
Oh, Camille's showing us her superstructure.
Every single night?
Yeah, that's why she has those little pokey holes in her chest.
Yeah, but it is good.
Yeah, there is. I tell your blood
weight. No, I will show you. Hold on just a moment.
Oh, there she goes.
You're missing the go-go section in the middle.
She's taking off her pajamas.
Yeah. Now she's getting L9 all excited.
All you need to do is mention DJs in their PJs, and it actually happens here.
Yeah, I know. It's radio.
Me encanta los pajamas. Pajamas.
Storms don't wear PJs, but DJs do.
Yes, that's right.
DJs wear PJs. Getting so warm.
Yes, PJs.
Especially at night.
I wish I had that song down here, because, you know.
Instead of thinking of whoever you were thinking when you thought of, you should think of PJ from the Family Circus.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness, no.
I understand that kid,
he never grows. Oh, he's horrible.
OD'd on something.
Yeah, shoplifting, too, I heard.
Okay. OD'd on shoplifting,
No, you're thinking Family Affair, and that was Sissy.
Oh, well,
but who could, who even remembers any of the other songs on this album? Nobody remembers any of the other poor Richard Harris songs.
This is so exciting.
Richard Harris does Kung Fu Fight Me on that one.
Someone left a cake out in the
rain. And I think he does Sundown.
It is not that, because for so long I have called into the program, and now I'm finally on the program. Like, I am here, you know.
And listening to Richard Harris.
It is so good.
Is that a Belgian accent?
Now you can call out.
It is from my country, you know.
She's from Antwerp.
Now you're a little.
Can we call you Frenchie? My name is Camille. I was brought over by
Camille? We've already gone over that. That's old news.
No, I'm not talking about the douche or the enema. I'm talking about, the
who
El Nino.
Who goes there, friend or enema?
It was the trees.
Is it one of those heavy days?
Oh, don't hang up, caller. Stay brave. Actually, you know what happens is the station hangs up on you.
That's
after
right.
About 10
you're
or 15
not doing
rings.
It right. You don't hang up on
because
us.
we have an automatic responsible station. Only Big Rig, Hitler, and Jesus are on tonight.
Santa.
And Michael Pappy's looking.
That bargain, buddy.
I want to bring my CB in here.
There's a tiny little voice down there at the bottom of the sound well asking searching questions.
Yes. Yeah. Is it true that Heineken makes your butt itch?
Now see what happens when we
stay. Your parents let you stay awake until 1:10 in the morning just to ask that.
Actually, Dennis Hopper addressed that question in Blue Velvet, and he used a word that the FCC won't let me repeat on the air.
Just a little itching in your Heineken.
Great.
Anything that smells like a dead skunk ain't worth drinking, my friend. So
it's worth smoking.
If your butt itches, that's completely beside the point. You should be drinking better beer.
That's reminding me of all those wonderful Buttiger westerns that they used to have.
Buttig Meats? I love Buttig Meats.
Carl Buttig. What a great American.
Anything that's called pressed turkey is okay with me.
Pressed? I wonder who presses it.
Olive loaf?
Whoa, with the window.
Yeah, don't let your olive loaf.
Oh my goodness, with the window.
Wow.
Sesamoid Street. We're having a sudden reversion to programming changes here, but our show is so big, so broad tonight. It's as big as this great land of ours.
As big as the Outback and all the dingoes living it.
That's right.
Are you guys on schedule?
Yeah, we are.
Kind of. Yeah, you could say that.
We're reviewing movies tonight. We've already seen Starship Trooper. It's great. Everybody go see it.
Well, I give it six tentacles down.
Don Joyce is in a little bucket underneath the table here.
Is Jodan Baker in it? Is he got a cameo role?
He was in Mars Attacks, please.
An Oreo roll? Do you want a kiss? Yeah, just give it a kiss. This is Hershey Bear. He's going to give you a little kiss.
Oh my goodness, I am overcome with this auscultation.
Come here, El Nino, I will besame. Come here, El Nino.
Boy, she sure besames mucho.
Would you like to touch my ocean? She's so warm today.
Let's keep it clean. This is a family show. My family.
I'm affecting the weather patterns everywhere.
Oh, El Nino, please stop now. You know we have been through this already.
I'm going to be raining so much this winter.
Ah, now we're back in that old carnival.
Nothing like Ed Wing singing, "What do you like to do, Ed?" The guys named Ed are always fat and bald, and they laugh a lot.
Hey, watch it.
Can they hook Michael?
I'm high on life.
That's right. That's their job.
All right. Yeah, Michael Pepe is stormy and angry.
Can we please not say his name Michael Pepe anymore? You know I have
no,
a
bad... I won't say Michael Pepe.
Oh, no, I'm going to go crazy now.
Uh-oh, because of Michael Pepe?
We have the past. No, you cannot do this to me. Please stop it right now. I'm going to cry.
No, we're going to laugh. Don't cry, Camille.
I'm going to cry.
We're laughing on the show now tonight. Big Rig's here. They're shipping smiles. Big Rig is shipping in smiles from the south of the border.
That's a 10-4, good buddy. I'm going to be rolling up 89 miles. Come on, check it to you, good buddy. That's right, that's right.
Now we've really grown across the radio spectrum to the other side.
I like the first side.
Oh. Too bad.
Oh, no.
This is the flip side.
You're not the weatherman, are you?
No. Well, the weather on I have a cold, and you shouldn't make fun of me. But I have something crazy I need to admit.
You're not one of them echinacea sucking liberals, are you?
No. But I do need to admit something.
Well, hurry up and do it.
You should be sleeping now. You know it is too late. You are sick. You should be in bed.
I'm staying up because I have a crush on Janer.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know what to do about it.
Well, we do have to take care of that before 5 a.m.
Poor Camille doesn't even know who Janer is.
I'm sorry, I don't know who
I think her gentle ear should never meet Janer.
Keep that from happening.
But how did you get a crush on Janer?
Jane Pauley?
No, Jane Orr.
Jane Orr.
Jane Orr.
Janer is...
Oh, it is the cold. Did you said it very funny.
Did you go see his show?
No.
I just have a crush on him.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well...
I think it's...
yawn.
I'll tell you this. Janer will be back, and then you can do whatever your obscene mind wants you to do with him.
No, I just want to snuggle. With
Profession
a little
time
fabric
over.
Softener bear? Yes, I love him. Oh, he needs a gun.
You know, we are pretty broad-minded, and we allow just about everything, but there comes a point where you have to draw the line.
I understand.
You have to draw it.
No, because Hershey, he kicked the little bear, what is his name, the one the fabric softener
it
was?
It stops
Fluffy?
No, is that what his name is?
I don't know.
Anyways,
Hershey Bear, you know, he kicked his butt. You know?
Oh, my word.
Look at it. It is kicked flat.
No, this is because I have slept on him for so many
years. But silence
didn't. Oh, my goodness.
Well, no.
Did you see the dingleberries in the bottom? Dingles?
Yes, I did. I saw them. I see them now. They're right before me.
I don't eat the ones on the bottom.
Where were they?
I am not talking about...
They're on the bottom.
Draw the line. The
I've got the cure for your crush of Janer.
You and your line. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you ready?
You mentioned Janer.
Hold on to the phone really tight.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Well, I'm using the microphone on the phone.
All right. I had to vaporize the guy.
Yes.
Anybody who thinks that much about Janer.
Yeah, let's not mention the J word again. We want to go on. We're forging new territory.
Let's go to the K word.
Round tonight.
I used a blooper in that, too. That's high explosive round.
Boy, that sure blew up.
I comshawed those from Big Rig.
No, I think you're using C4 there, buddy.
Sounds like a 50 special effects album.
Big Rig knows Jesus.
And Santa.
And the Easter Bunny, as far as I know.
They know what's under Santa's
feet. The Easter Bunny's going to Salt Lake City this year.
Oh, is that where it is? And Christmas, Santa is in L.A.
Portland.
I see.
And
alive in the fall.
And Louisiana.
And Louisiana.
Woo!
Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Oh, that's right.
And Gatlinburg.
See, if you go to Knoxville, Halloween is illegal. Because you can't have kids dress up in little satanic outfits.
Pigeon Forge, Tennessee's all right.
God bless America.
And Pigeon Toe, Kentucky.
Pigeon Forge is a place for good deals.
Oh, yeah.
I spent time in Pigeon Forge, in Gatlinburg, Knoxville. That's one active kind of place. That's a place where CB's really good, too. CB.
Can I get a 10-4 to them Smokies?
That's because you made him that way.
Or a bear in the air.
Oh, my God. We got a whirly bird checking our 1020.
Just like Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy.
I'm going to show you right now. You ready to see it?
Yes, I am ready. This is...
Look, here it is. It's a little bit old.
She took out his heart.
Now, people don't understand the layout of this station.
That's very private.
We're in a bunker 16 feet below the main floor, so we can't see what's going on in terms
of
disrobing.
You're going to see it now. Take a look at that.
Look on your monitor. You can see the little heart.
We got a black and white monitor. Okay. Oh, yes, sir.
Well, it's bleeding, but that, see that little shadow.
A bleeding
right
heart is perfect for this station, ain't it?
Yeah, well, it's KPFA, 94.1 FM.
You guys, I think you guys have really been pushing this anti-fascist angle a lot too much.
Michael Pepe.
Okay.
What do you mean anti-fascist?
Well, I mean,
I told you not to say that.
It sounds like you're parodying, you know, the goodwill fascist.
I don't think I can get it back
inside.
You
know what I'm saying? I don't like the idea.
You can. I know you can.
You know, you people talking bad about fascism.
Okay, you're right. We should go back and play Universal Pursuit. Saddam Hussein said Iraq would prevail against the U.S. because it would be unwilling to suffer 10,000 deaths. The number of traffic deaths each year we are willing to suffer is about A, 15,000, B, 25,000, C, 35,000, D, 45,000. I worked on that for a while.
Now listen, sir, guns and booze do not a fascist make.
That's right. You need indoctrination, you need dogma, you need religion, all these things. You know, it's missing from in school. You know, you can't bring a gun to school.
This is the first time.
Camille came to us from the bear hug people.
A friend of mine went to high school in Lander, Wyoming, and you are required to bring a gun to school.
I thought that was Switzerland. My God, that's...
Actually, Switzerland has more guns per citizen than the U.S. I love Switzerland.
And they have more gold, too, for Christ. They know what they're doing.
Hal has a concern.
And they got more Toblerone.
Right now.
Yeah, it really appeals to him.
Something like in Switzerland, there's 2.4 guns for every man, woman, and child. In America, it's only 1.8 guns for
and
every
as long
man,
as you're talking about Toblerone in Switzerland, you know, there's 8.99 pounds of chocolate per person in Switzerland.
In Switzerland, they let you own full auto.
And in Switzerland, you have to eat chocolate.
It is supposed to be an aphrodisiac, you know? And my country
I know that for sure,
disease.
Because when I was 8, I moved to France, and my friends were eating French bread with
chocolate-covered
butter
oysters.
And chocolate-covered oysters.
Yeah, well.
And I would have weird things like peanut butter and jelly, which these kids never saw, and Spam. So we'd trade right away, and I'd eat the chocolate, and then that's why they had the schools segregated, as you well know.
Hey, you
the
got
girls
spam
are on one
my
side,
chocolate.
The boys are on the other side.
You got
because
chocolate
of all the chocolate.
On my spam.
And you can't have 8-year-olds running around, rutting on each other, so...
Doing what?
Running against each other.
Running.
Yeah. Running. Yeah.
Right, I see what you're saying.
I thought you said rooting, like for truffles or something.
Yeah,
rooting,
the kids
rooting
dig
around.
These roots up with their
ruining
noses.
The
wow. Because they have no other, they don't have anything else to do. Full of chocolate.
Boy, the caller would just love to be heard, but he's way down
it's
there.
It's all right.
But
Camille, it's louder. It's all about me, really.
Yes.
He's talking
the
about
me show.
You.
The me show. It is about me.
Yeah.
Me.
So, I want to know, Doug, how was Patrice? Was she, you know, did you have a good time with her?
She's delicious.
Oh, stop it now. You know, she is
that's
my
that's what we Americans
favorite.
Say. Yeah. Yeah.
She's young,
what happened
you know?
To Richard Harris?
Yeah. She doesn't know much.
Someone
you
left
have to
the cake out in the rain.
She just had a baby.
Oh, you know, it's really cool when you guys got chicks on the show because you know that's kind of
two chicks.
We did
one.
The animal show last week, sir.
Oh. What was that?
You could have heard this.
FCC.
Gone now. Yeah, you can't say that on the air.
That's right. There are certain FCC rules and regulations, standards and practices we have.
Are you playing my favorite song?
Now we have to play disco music to wash away the bad word.
Groovy, man.
Rock out.
I'm too sexy for the Reich. Too look sexy for the Reich.
This song makes me so sad, you know, because it's about, the cookie. The cookie at the disco, and it is... No, I cannot.
But they find the cookie, don't they?
How you say sad.
I think it works out in the end, because don't they fall in love and find the cookie?
I don't know.
You know, I've got a way to bring all this back together.
How?
Hey, Frenchie. You know, in your home country.
My name is Camille.
Hey, Camille, you know that les rues, as you call them, or the streets, are all lined with these beautiful trees. Why do the French have so many trees lining their beautiful streets? So the Nazis can march in the shade. Yes, sirree.
It is to kiss under. Don't you know? Have you never been to France before?
I actually worked for the French government for quite a while.
Even the trees are for
l'amour.
And not smoking cigarettes. Boy. 6-year-old kids at 5 o'clock in the morning smoking cigarettes.
Well, it stunts their growth.
Your lights were shining. Your night was fine.
Yeah.
Is this the Guar disco album?
It could be.
The space guy's coming on down.
But we had something we can't find now.
We
We are now all working for the French government.
Vive la France.
In fact, the French bastards I work for were some of the few royalists left, so we didn't even get Bastille Day off. I swear on my mother's grave.
His mother's
nothing. If anybody wants to hear some excerpts from the Billy Jack soundtrack, just go ahead and give them
a call. William Melman Jr. was in that movie, the first Billy Jack movie.
Oh, the first Billy Jack was actually called
Born Losers.
Born Losers. Yes.
And William Melman Jr. is the Nazi who tortures the guy in the traffic. I love that first.
Hey, Daniel, baby's crying. Why don't you give him a little candy?
Sorry, that one. I like that movie a lot.
Fist right through the passenger
anybody
side.
Anybody ever seen Billy Jack Goes to Washington?
Or Master Gunfighter.
Master Gunfighter. I was going to mention that
even
one.
Even worse. And you know, he's coming out with a new one now.
He still won't.
No, he didn't do any more after Master Gunfighter, but yeah.
He produced a couple movies, all of which were pretty bad. One was called, I think, Date with an Angel.
Oh, we're talking about
Robert
Tom
Laughlin. Tom Laughlin, sorry.
Not related to Michael Pepe, yeah, but Kevin Doom.
Everyone, trash
Mr.
guy.
Quick.
Was that Yoda or Kermit?
No yodeling
as well.
Boy, the multi-index memory bank is going crazy here. There are too many entries, so it might be overheating. Look at those flashing lights.
Are you at the disco?
Yeah.
That's why we have that flashing mirrored swastika on the ceiling.
Is Mr. Cephalopod still there?
Yeah, so I'm about ready to hit it, though.
What's your favorite Gordon Lightfoot song?
Well, the fact that I can't name one.
Oh. Shame, my friend.
I think perhaps you need to do a little Gordon Lightfoot.
He's Canada's number one superhero.
Next to Paul Schiffer.
Oh, that hurt. That really hurt.
I had a little space cowgirl concern.
Oh, yeah?
What was
that?
What was that?
All right. You were talking earlier about El Nino.
It's got wings!
And how back in the day when it was first here.
Uh-huh.
And, well, you know, just even the mention of the leg warmers to me.
Yeah.
It threw me for a loop, really, because I would not want to know that those things were coming back.
They have to.
They are so
new. No,
all that comes back. George Smith Jr.
It is my
arm warmer.
I know. I realize
it's my absolute religion to make sure that leg warmers never come back.
It simply means that you will have to work harder.
Before
all of those fashions are returning.
I actually heard that Michael Pepe has a pair.
Oh.
That does not surprise me one bit. Right
idea.
He has a torso warmer.
He's got the rainbow kind.
That's right, rainbow. Yeah.
Man,
it was only Todd. You missed that one where Todd did danced in leg warmers cut out of old sweater arms at the church.
No, I never saw that
at the Whorish Church.
I'm glad,
I got a great tape. Yeah,
we would have had to issue citations.
All three of you would have had to.
You
be
certainly would have.
Yeah.
It was
been real bad.
An offense against taste and decency if I ever saw one. But, of course, it takes a lot of
yeah, he did the scene from Flashdance and then segued into the Carrie...
the end scene
scary
from Carrie
time,
where
yeah.
they dump blood on him and, well, it was just ghastly.
My mother's listening, please.
Well,
oh, dear.
See it.
You know, first Burt Reynolds gets himself in striptease with Demi Moore, and then he gets himself in Boogie Nights.
No, first he Marky didn't he Mark shoot some rednecks with a bow and arrow?
Oh, well, that was way back in the Archaeozoic age. We're talking
Cannonball
about
Run
the contemporary.
Was one of my favorite movies, though.
Oh yeah, the Cannonball Run. Not
I saw the filming of Cannonball
Midnight
Run 2.
Midnight Run
in Old Tucson, Arizona.
Did you know that? Did you know that Old Tucson burned to the ground?
Yes, I did.
It's been rebuilt,
but
actually.
It's back.
A new
back
old,
new, better than ever.
The new old Tucson?
They just right. age begins anew.
They surgically removed Knott's Berry Farm and transplanted it back in Tucson.
Old Tucson, I mean old Tucson, was pretty cool because you'd walk down the street and you'd think, wait a minute, I saw this in some movie. And you turn around and, my God, I saw that in some movie.
I also saw Three Amigos being filmed.
Actually, when we were in Honolulu, it was deja vu. I could fit every Hawaii Five-O episode
That's
into
right.
every single spot we were at.
Hawaiian friends of mine were in a cul-de-sac smoking marijuana once, and they were down at the bottom of this cul-de-sac, and about 20 policemen came running toward their car over the hill. So they were going crazy trying to get rid of the marijuana. Then all the policemen stopped running and went back over the hill. And now they think they can't get out because the police are all at the other end of this cul-de-sac. And then the 20 cops come running over again. And they, three or four times this happened, and finally they got so paranoid they had to leave, and they creep up to the top of the hill, and on the other side is Jack and the boys filming Hawaii Five-O, and they're all just actor cops.
Yeah. That's a good story.
You know, I was reading
Jack Lord almost ran me over once when I was walking home from Punahou.
Hey, you deserved it.
Yeah. And you know who else lives out there? Paladin lives out there. Remember him? Richard Boone?
Oh, yeah.
And the original Uncle Fester.
Oh, yeah.
Almost ran me over, too.
You know, that movie actor.
That's a negatory in that one, Big Rider.
Jeff Daniels, you know, who was in Arachnophobia.
Jack Daniels?
Jeff Daniels.
I think there's some CB stuff
here. Movie actor, Jeff Daniels. He got his start on Hawaii Five-O. He played a punk who, at the end of the show, he had the line, what next, Mr. McGarrett? And the answer was supposed to be, prison for you punks. Well, he fluffed his line. He said, what next, Mr. Garrett? And Jack Lord had a hissy fit. He said, it's McGarrett, McGarrett, McGarrett. And he was stamping all around because in those days,
he's an artist.
Jack was the Lord.
Sounds a little like James Gabbert to me.
He still is the Lord.
You should have given him the James Gabbert treatment before.
I should tell everybody about the James Gabbert treatment.
Yeah, tell our audience about that.
Experience on the...
My experience?
Yes. Your claim to fame, as it were.
Well, you know, there's been many in my Space Cowgirl career, but one of my all-time favorites was the taping of the James Gabbert show. Now, what do you call that show? Gives him, like, Stinky Arms.
Arms Hotel.
Stinky Arm
Pits Hotel. Anyways, it's bad.
Mind grill.
I know you all seen it. It's that one on a stereo.
It's not on anymore, but don't.
Stereo.
It's like when
TV 20.
Anybody remember?
Anyways, all right. So we know what we're talking about now. So anyways, we went in. We were shooting the show. Asked us to come down.
Shooting the show.
And I pretty much glitterized everybody in the audience, if you know what I mean. I got this guy. There are about three bald heads. I like those bald heads. You know, I like to glitterize. Just get them all over. I like to get a full glitter cap going.
Like Michael,
you know,
Pepe's,
what I mean?
Bald head?
No, not really. He's got too much hair.
His hairpiece is so lifelike, ain't it?
Hairpiece?
Can we please not talk about Michael Pepe? It makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, her chair is wet.
10-4 on that, good buddy. Anyway, so what we're talking about here is I went in, I glitterized, I pretty much got everybody. And when it came down to James, he gave me the hand, if you know what I mean. I mean, he was, you know, hand in the face, not put
talk
any glitter on me. I said to him, listen, James, you know, I know you're a jackass, but right here and now, you've got to take a little glitter. The people who refuse me are the ones that I like to get the most. So I went right up to him after the show. Well, it was kind of towards the end of the taping, right? And tapped him on the shoulder. He gave me another hand. And all my other space
hand?
Couch, the hand. Hand in the face.
Talk to the hand.
Talk to the hand.
Yeah,
right. You know what I'm talking about.
Talk,
hey, hermano muy grande.
Shut up, El Nino.
Anyway, so what we did right there was the Space Cowgirls. There were three of us at the time. We pretty much glopped our hand. Glopped our hands with glitter.
A glock?
No, not a glop.
No polymer frame?
No. We're talking about glop. You know, like a big gloppy mess.
A big globby glop.
Globby goopy mess of glitter on each one of our hands. We're talking six hands full of glitter. He was sitting on his little designated stool with duct tape with his initials on it, jackass. And pretty much what we did at that point was tapped him on the shoulder. He turned around. Next thing I remember, it was just a mass of glitter. Yeehaw! There was glitter everywhere.
Big, Rick.
You sure look pretty, Mrs.
He looked mighty pretty. He looked real damn good, I have to say. And he was pissed off, kicked us right out of that damn studio. We ran like our britches were on fire.
Yeah, I heard you hightailed it out of there while he screeched and clawed at his face.
The last thing I remember is I turned around and he looked like a goddamn disco ball. It was great. It was really great.
Tommy loved it.
Man, I wish you need the bootleg version. The slack's really great.
Stop that. That would be a wonderful memory to store amongst our digital bits.
Just because, you know, people who fight the glitter, you do not fight the glitter. Right there, you got to know.
Do the cowgirls have big bags of glitter they travel with?
Well, you know they do.
I've got some right now if you want
big
some.
Big bags of glitter under their eyes.
You want some?
If it gets...
No.
I got some.
I had too much earlier.
We have to clean up the studio. Yeah, if it got all
you can see it in my eyes.
I do. I see in your
eyes. Mardi Gras, Missy.
Yeah, we make our own. Well, you know, it comes from... There's a planet that we used to go to in the neighboring galaxy.
The original home of the Space Cowgirls. far off world.
I'll be seeing that flying saucer
burned
soon.
Like a distant star.
Yeah, we need to see that flying saucer, and we want to see the sequence where the girls come stumbling out.
Now, were you little ladies?
In one hand and invitations to a party in the other.
Yeah.
Were you little ladies at Area 51?
No, honey, we weren't. We were in another.
How about Route 51 up out the power lines?
I know what you're talking about because I've been.
They got a third party on that Route 51 up out the power lines. That's free Smokies. Come on through, good buddy. 10-4.
10-4 on that, good buddy. Over and out. But no, we weren't there. We were pretty much in a different area. I don't really want to disclose it because, you know, CIA was all over
it. It's top secret. We can't talk about everything. This is an open channel.
You're talking about Golden Gate Park, aren't you?
No, I'm not at liberty to say. Where the space cowgirls landed, but
I heard Willie Brown booted your ass.
He booted our ass.
Mean old
I said
Will.
Ask.
Oh, ask.
Like Ascot.
Ascot. No, pretty much. You know, if I ever was, I never really have been confronted with Willie yet. But if I had been, he's got a nice bald head. I'm waiting for him.
Yeah, he's gonna be a wet Willie after that.
He's quite the pate.
He's gonna be a wet
and also,
Willie. That's
he,
for sure.
He probably wouldn't get many citations, right, from the fashion police.
No, you know, because he's a pretty styling man.
That's right. Yeah. He's a phony, baloney, brioni. well,
yeah,
I
that
mean,
too.
Plenty of style, not
but
much substance.
His head is. I'm waiting for his head. His head. I mean. Yeah.
I'm waiting for the head of Alfredo Garcia.
He's the best mayor we've had for many a year.
It's one of my glitter fantasies.
What does Camille think about all this?
Oh, I don't know. She went to bed a long time ago.
You wouldn't want to wake her up.
You know them French, they're on an early schedule.
Them Frenchified frogs are mean when you wake them up.
Yeah, they got the
you gotta wake them up just right.
Camille really sleeping?
Yeah, she's sleeping, but
we got a large habit trail. She's curled
cuddled up right in the corner of our studio.
If you were down
in the cedar shavings.
That's a nice little
nightie
she's got on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where she got that? I mean, that's a space cowgirl.
Oh, she's twitching. She must be having a dream.
Yeah, look, she's probably chasing rabbits.
When her arms and legs are moving like that, that means that she's probably dreaming about something.
Look, she's moving the furniture.
I think so.
Maybe she's being chased by the Epiornis.
Are you think she's supposed to? You think she's supposed to be kicking the lockers over like that? She might be having a bad dream. Think we should wake her up?
That's right, or at least pull down that.
Ooh, I hear the motorcycles. Billy Jack.
I'll pull down the nightie.
Billy Jack, somewhere close.
You
will.
Well, wait, hell no. Let's both pull
that. She's exposing herself now.
Yeah, we don't want that. Here, put the seatbelt on.
Get a good close up here.
Anytime.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the camera crew's here. We're going to get a close up on Camille asleep. Okay. Tail mark this.
Be careful.
Camille
this could
asleep.
Be a. We could go to war with France once again.
Now watch as my assistant puts a tag in his ear.
She's waking up,
so we can re-identify her later when she's with the herd.
See, now just
that's
take this staple
right,
gun
honey,
here and we'll put this tag on Camille's ear.
I am.
Oh look, she's waking up.
I need to go to sleep.
He was the one who pulled that thing, and not me. I was just trying to adjust it here.
What is my nightie is out? Oh my god! I am so embarrassed.
That's quite all right.
I am leaving now.
You can check out the bidet out on 9 Mile. Just take a swing around 10-20 and head up toward the power lines there. Bidet. 24-hour bidet.
Yuck.
Okay, Camille, stay awake.
Careful, Camille. There's some pervos here that, well, you might want to keep a watch on.
Camille, can you change your pigment to match your surroundings?
Camille's going
when
to
she's
sleep.
On, when Camille's on.
I'm going to go back to sleep.
That's right. She's thinking of those big, soft pillows and warm, comfortable beds and fat, purring cat sitting on her legs and vibrating. Yeah, the rain outside dashing against the window panes.
Hope she doesn't give the SIDS.
Well,
poor little girl. Well, okay, AIDS.
You know, there is some new scientific information that might be causing SIDS.
Don't talk about sleep apnea.
No, it's that...
Because whatever we say on the radio becomes true, you know.
It's that the little babies, they aren't able to... I won't go into it.
They can't chew a cud, that's what you're saying. I know that, because their molars ain't formed. They can't chew a cud, just plain and simple.
Oh, look what you have done. Now she is eating her blanket. Oh.
Good roughage.
Oh, la vache, c'est bon.
Hey, look, it's the cow who laughs.
The laughing cow.
Hey, vache, give me.
Look up the cheese. Oh,
how can a storm talk about a cow? And I'm really confused.
The Quiet Storm.
Pardoneme la vaca.
Stereo.
And now we're out here at Frog Pond. It's cold and the wind is blowing. It's overcast and I wish I were back in the studio. Frogs.
I really got no problem with disco, though. I mean, Space Cowgirls approve disco.
Look at those disco denizens.
Right
there.
Now. I mean, look right here.
Those drugged-up disco
drugs. This is Cookie Monster disco picture you can see right here. He's got a great outfit on. It's nice.
It's radio. Nobody
certainly has
see.
Those jiggling chains and
well,
his
no,
hairy body.
I'm saying,
and so Cookie Monster took
chains,
command of the
gold
submarine.
Chains, right, anything pretty much that's glittery or gold.
Das
you know,
Cookie Boots.
Well, actually, that's not true.
Cookie Monster had fallen under the sway of Adolf Hitler.
Das Cookie Boots.
Silver, he'd be
Cookie Monster was going to fight
ago,
Jesus
so.
Christ
and
in
Santa.
The big rig calendar.
Mano a mano with the big man.
Now, I read that same article, the same article that you did. Well,
about Epiornis?
Yeah, you got all your information out of that. Let's.
I want it strong with him.
Well, he's,
what about that
how
big
do you say, French?
Now we're carrying the caller down the hall to Camille's room.
Shh, shh, don't let her wake up. We'll just tuck him in right next to her and, let nature take its course here. Give her a little playmate.
We can grow more little collars.
That's right. As soon as she's finished with this one, we'll
we
bring
just
in
need
the
to give her the right combination of pheromones, and she'll turn into the queen.
Boy, those are Farrah Fawcett Major moans.
And then we get
yes,
Sigourney
sand and the Vaseline.
Yeah, Sandy. Huh?
Hello, is someone there? Yeah,
we're all flies. In the
just roll yeah, over and go to sleep.
Oh, I'm going to sleep again. It's too much for me.
Boy. You got something for
I'll
me.
I'll play Mary Poppins again.
Get Dondi out of here. This is not the site for little.
You're nuts. No, it is a nightmare. I think
she
I hear Michael
dreaming
Pepe.
Of the little Michael Pepe's flying around her head with
Pepe.
Gossamer wings.
No,
oh, my goodness.
No, not Michael Pepe. Not.
Michael Pepe.
Not. Oh, no.
He's an actress.
Yes, it's very spooky when Michael Pepe flies around the room.
Oh,
like a large venomous insect.
Hanging from that string.
But I will save her. I will play Camille's song.
Don't play the gold.
Oh, yes.
I want another
It's more breathy French people. One tin soldier. Hey, you know, I just remembered something. My wife was in this movie.
Breathy
I was once married a long time ago, that is. But she was
a Billy Jack fan?
Nora was going. No, no. Nora was going to the Berkeley Alternative School, and they were the kids in this movie. Because at the end, in One Tin Soldier, all the kids are going like this.
Alternative school or junior college?
That no, was alternative. These kids were like, they were in the eighth grade or something. Yeah. And now we're thinking of all the German soldiers that could have died in France but didn't.
Most of them died in Russia.
Yeah. It would have been nicer to die in France.
I bet you Michael Pepe would have jumped on a grenade to save my life. I bet you. I bet you. I bet you. I bet you.
And now we're marching to Paris. For no reason at all.
What is going on here?
It's 4 a.m. in Paris, and we're marching.
Marching. Marching. And
I do not understand why
anybody know what the Vichy
waiting?
Government's all
sleeping.
About?
You know,
about water.
Vichy water. Water from the center
the
of the
Vichy government. There's some wishy-washy.
I want to know what all these men are doing in my room.
They say, oh, the Nazis come here, yes.
They're going to carry you in triumph back into the city.
If you know, do
in
not,
your nightgown.
If you do not bomb the Louvre, you can come in and take our country.
Yeah, but what do I want? I don't want a bunch of statues with no arms and painting.
Well, what we're going to do is bomb the fleet at Oran.
Sophocize
oil
okay.
Existence. Scuttle everything and
because
then
you Frenchified frogs aren't going to play the game with your allies, well, we will just come over and blast your navy into submission.
My mom, I did
oh,
not
that's
want
real cute. You and your mom going to the beach?
Le poubelle.
Look at that mother-daughter combination.
We do not go to the beach.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mistook you for your teenage daughter.
It was the time that she called me a, you know, she called me a whore, you know?
Whore. Whore.
Well, was she at whore church or something like that?
La plage. Yeah, we're going to the beach.
Whore.
What is what name?
Whore.
Hey, don't freak out, man. It's just
the
aliens.
She's calling me a whore.
Michael Pepe.
Yeah, don't call her Michael Pepe, that's all.
I've had enough of you now, whore.
Does she play the mom?
Oh my goodness, a full-fledged Camille attack. Oh, this is impeton.
Oh, Camille woke up and now she's...
She's made her way down to our bunker.
You shouldn't use that
word. The little animal, the little alien on the other
Camille was asleep while we had her do all those things. You cannot use that word. Oh, now she's run in tears out of the room with her nightgown streaming behind her.
Do we have any more callers?
Well, we have plenty of
any callers from the East Bay.
If you want to talk about them.
Yes, who's in the well this time?
There's nothing wrong with the tape.
Hey, are you from the East Bay?
No, I'm not.
Yeah. The yeast is red.
The yeast is not red.
Well, if you have a yeast infection.
No, your girlfriend does, though.
Oh, that is kind of childish and unfair.
I like how
actually,
he like
one
he
of them
up.
Did.
Like, that's really a nasty thing to say. So like, it's like we're in the eighth grade, right?
Your mother uses toilet paper, doesn't she?
I'm so offended, I'm going to leave
now. Your mother's so smelly socks.
Inhale.
Come on, beef them up.
Oh, we want some people from Oakland. If there's anybody listening in Oakland who knows English, call in.
If you really wanted to insult us, you'd say something about Michael Pepe or Jane. Or
La Pepe de ma tante sur la table de mon oncle, monsieur.
Now, we're playing space music, so you'll feel at home.
Millions of miles out in the freezing darkness of interstellar space. Temperature approaches absolute zero.
Absolute
she's doing the special. Yeah, absolute vodka, and she's doing the special mom voice there when
only
she says
only a few
horror.
Scattered hydrogen atoms are present in the gulf between worlds.
He come from Mexico?
Here, the giant starship, KPFA 94.1, is winging its way between the planets.
Does this station go all the way up to Fort Bragg?
This station never goes all the way.
It goes all the way to Oregon.
Commander McBride.
It does. It goes a half of California.
I got you, Oregon, right here in my
in
trousers.
In his world, he's a king. Or so says the Bragg of McBragg.
I'm not sure about that.
If there's anybody from the Albany Police Department, give us a call. I'd like to thank you.
Like the bog miner.
What's this all about?
Well,
yes. If you don't already know, I think Albany Police Department is probably the choicest police department in the entire world because they have a full-time Elvis impersonator.
Wow.
And I've got a picture right here. Of course, you
don't
can see it. Look
DUI.
At your radio very closely, and you can see it.
Well, you know, a friend of mine tried to get on the force, but he found, well, he just couldn't. Actually, he got cold feet, and he took the exam, but he
looks a little bit more like Fred Flintstone than Elvis. But
you know,
still,
Elvis
impersonator
is going to be performing.
My girlfriend needs to eat.
Now, what is she going to eat
over here,
out
be a
there
with us.
Darkness of interstellar space?
Are you trying for a threesome there, sir? You some kind of swinger?
He's bucking.
He went to Burning Man and thought it was a unique experience.
Hey, you know, I was at Burning Man and I saw somebody who they didn't have their clothes on. Can you believe that?
They were naked?
What?
That, I think I saw that same person, that one person like that.
I think perhaps this is illegal in this country, no?
Yeah, it is. What you're doing right now is...
We blew up, I think, what, how many, 27 propane tanks that weekend?
10-4 on that, good buddy.
Well, that was pornography to me right there.
Porno for power.
Tanks for the memories.
Tanks for the... I was going to say, I won't sink that low, I just won't.
Come on, it's an anatomical epidemic.
It's anatomically correct.
Ammonitin.
Episnebril.
Das Ammonitin.
An anatomically correct ammonite? What will we have next on our show?
Well, you got your mantle, you got your tentacles, you got your beak-like protrusion.
And you got your big spiral shell.
Yeah, with your siphuncle.
See, we can see us on TV.
Garmin and...
There isn't anybody else out there.
No, not out
there. We're not going to pay any attention if they're out there gesticulating and wiggling their fingers and making faces.
Can you tell me what is this word, gesticulating?
Wiggling their pity palate.
Well, that's where you're making a horrible face.
You like the way we talk?
No, wait, I can tell by the way you walk. You're a woman's manservant.
A woman's manservant?
Don't disrespect women on the air.
A woman's Batman.
We actually have a high female quotient here tonight.
That's right.
Higher than usual.
And it gets
ain't
all
that so
time.
Rusty?
Speaking
that's
of
right.
which, we might
we're
fly the show on
beautiful
automatic
French champagne and cod pieces. Is that what they're called?
Cod Cape Codders.
Cape Cod pieces. Mm-hmm. Cape Cod pieces.
Yeah, Cape Cod pieces.
Cape Cod.
You actually brought the executaire over tonight.
Yeah, the executaire. No, see, that was what was so funny because Robert kept talking about the executor, and I knew he had no particular
strong
connection
stuff,
with that.
Huh?
And I never made the connection to Big Rig. He kept talking about the car they were going to blow
Sacre
up.
Bleu.
And he called
like
me and said, you got to come shoot it. And I thought, okay. And then I said, well, what are we going to do theme-wise? Well, we're going to wear suits and have the executor. And I thought, that's not something you thought of, Robert. You're not the suit and executor kind of guy.
Well, the executor is probably one of the best inventions next to the wheel and Little Debbie Snacks. The executor, if you don't know, is actually a piece of Samsonite luggage that has built in one door four glasses, a bottle opener, a spoon, and two shot glasses. And in the other door, there are three compartments to keep your favorite fifth of any vodka or alcohol.
I got my mom's credit card.
Okay, cool. You're the pizza boy tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, bring the pizza. Yeah, Little Debbie snack cake pizza.
I would like some.
I like anchovies.
We're going to have a pizza-faced teenager delivering a pizza snack in just a moment.
Perhaps some of the Yonkers. Do you know the Yonkers?
Yeah,
Yonkers.
We have to send a Yonkers for pizza. Can you believe it?
The Utes from Yonkers.
With the Yonkers.
We'll fire the torpedo from California. We'll
American
blow up holes
Utes.
Until we get to Yonkers.
Taco Bell.
I can't keep the accent that long.
Lost in Yonkers.
Paco Bell.
Hey, Paco Bell is muy malo.
Oh, get that kid out of here.
He's just a baby little storm.
El niño.
You suck.
It's a compliment from the young people.
I understand.
When young people like the program, they call up and say those things.
I understand.
Yeah, it's like saying, yeah, you bad.
I'd rather
Stegosaurus ate meat. You're crap, my friend.
Yeah, kid, get out of here. I mean, really, we're more up to date in science than that.
Stegosaurus for Jurassic, Tyrannosaurus for Late Cretaceous. You're missing the boat by about 25 million years.
Man?
Jesus H.
Douglas.
Well, he is.
That's not a man.
He's isolating the multi-indexed memory bank's capacitator there, and as soon as he replaces the rationalizing unit, we're going to have a completely different variety of show.
He's getting a cherry picker to pull the tranny.
High pitch frequency.
That's all we'd ever do on the show.
Pulling the tranny.
Squash that smurf.
Perhaps we should take this one to the torture chamber.
Don't want any cherry picker to pull the tranny.
Maybe we should.
Oh, the torture chamber.
Should we retire to the torture chamber?
I think perhaps we should go to the torture chamber.
We could do that, and then we'll let Big Rig do the show.
All
I like
right,
the torture chamber.
Should. Let us go to the torture chamber now.
Okay, you guys, it's your show.
Hey, we got a couple rants. Anybody want to hear a good rant?
Yeah, go for it.
Alrighty.
The Tyrantosaurus is about to start.
You want rant music?
Yeah, if you got the stingers going, we'll do some rant music.
Yeah.
Excellent. Hey out there. Yeah, I'm a drunk, and I'm damn proud of it. So before you start off on some whining little trip, let's get a few things straight. I'm not an alcoholic. That label is for people who can't handle alcohol. Or people who've ruined their life with alcohol, or for that matter, people who blame their stupid actions on alcohol. Now listen, date rape, spousal abuse, and vehicular manslaughter are not caused by alcohol, but are the direct actions of a person whose weak mind cannot handle the effects of alcohol. Now don't get me wrong, I have admiration for all those friends of mine who ruined their lives via excessive drinking, but had the courage and fortitude to pick themselves back up and put their lives in order by kicking the bottle. It's the whiners and the weasels who point to an empty fifth as their way of shirking their own responsibility and denying their own actions, okay? A screw-up is a screw-up, and it's ultimately their own fault and not the fault of any distilled beverage. And as a result, these binging bastards give a bad name to the rest of us who enjoy beer, wine, and hard liquor. So don't deprive the right for the rest of us to drink whatever we want, whenever we want, if we can control our own actions. Because of jackasses like these that the anti-alcohol laws are drafted, that brewing, distillation, and distribution of alcohol is regulated, and why intense drinking is stigmatized. Now, anybody who enjoys a casual libation is deemed a drunkard. Well, I am a drunkard. Now, just as gays reclaim the word fag and riot girls reclaim the word bitch, it's about time the responsible drinkers reclaim drunk. It's a simple derivation of the past tense of drinking anyway, and that's what I do. Now let's erase the stigma of irresponsible alcoholism associated with it and bring back the glory days when society accepted booze as a way of life. Few liquids are as noble and historically diverse as the stunning array of alcoholic drinks, and such majesty cannot be denied to anyone, anywhere, at any time.
However, a real drunk should enjoy such drinks for their subtle taste, their strong flavors, and their pleasurable feelings on the tongue and palate. An alcoholic drinks to become drunk, or more accurately, to be numbed by the narcotic and stupefying effects of the drink. They use this as a way to dampen personal misery and forget their own pitiful existence, or to behave in ways far more asinine than they could muster in their own sobriety. Drunks pursue alcohol for the pleasure of the drink itself and regale in any physiological or psychological side effects it may have. Indeed, it may become a medicine for or a relief from unpleasant personal episodes, but only as a temporary fixative. When you cross the line between frequent controlled drinking to excessive uncontrolled consumption, you have turned into an alcoholic. As with any profession, being a good drunk requires knowledge, determination, vision, and continual perfection. The more you drink and the more types of alcohol you consume, the higher your prestige as a drunk. Alcoholics rarely appreciate what they drink and are the equivalent of soccer hooligans in the great sport of drinking. Becoming a drunk is not a task for the weak, for the status conscious, or the belligerent, nor is it for those seeking anything other than a greater appreciation of life in general. It should be a part of your life, but should not determine your future. Yes, I drink often, I drink a lot, but I drink well. I am a drunk. Hallelujah! If any of you all are interested in some of the philosophies and activities of Big Rig Industries, you can contact us on the web at www.bigrig.home.ml.org, or you can catch us at your local bar or brew pub. Now, on that note, I'd like to carry on and talk a little bit about more about the drink. You know, the glory days of alcohol is the premier social lubricant of Wayne. Sure, many idiots screwed it up for you. The irresponsible, the belligerent drunkard who becomes a menace to the general populace, the jackass who takes out a kindergarten class with a bourbon-fueled Lincoln Continental, and the teen who shoots his loser metalhead buddy with an unloaded gun while tanked off his ass on malt liquor. They've all swayed popular opinion away from the professional drinker. It's scapegoated and blamed for the stupidity inherent in others that would eventually surface in some other way. Now, drinking is brushed aside, shunned, or even banned in some cases. It's yet another casualty in our society of losers who weasel their way out of their own responsibility of life. Too bad. However, in most cases, alcohol is still legal and still available for those of us who need it and worship it. But in a more sublime way, the quality and diversity of drink that we serious alcophiles fully appreciate is being sucked out from under us. Beer has always been around for centuries, and it's evolved into a huge array of enjoyable variants. Its history is our history. Every style reflects the shifting palates of our past. Mead, the oldest alcoholic drink, is fermented honey, which, as commodities go, was the sweetest thing on earth before the invention of the plow. With that simple farm tool and the easy task of domesticating barley, man's best and oldest friend was born, a genesis that spins the world as we know it. Some of us here in Big Rig Industries brew our own beer, and several of us are even California State recognized beer judges. And all of those Big Rig core members drink obscene amounts of beer. Hell, we don't know everything about beer, but we know almost everything about beer. Thus, beer is a sensitive and serious topic with us. We hate a lot of things in this world. Well, we hate Christmas movies, we hate barbershop quartets, valet attendants, performance artists, except for Michael Pepe, and people who seriously believe in angels. Oh, we hate them. Or anybody who says trite phrases like chow, happy camper, rock and roll, or danger Will Robinson, just to be cool, they're out with us. But even these sub-morons pale in comparison with the vermin who are responsible for the popularity of the wretched mass-produced American-style lager. Yes, sirree. This is the fermented bile spewed out in the millions of gallons by the mega-breweries like Miller, Coors, and Anheuser-Busch. Now, while a fine Pilsner should get a proper Pilsner glass and a Belgian ale should get a chalice, so too a Budweiser should appropriately be served in a bedpan and a Coors should be housed in a colostomy bag. The single most virulent scourge in our view of humanity is the person who doesn't know good beer or doesn't care to know good beer. That person may be you. So what's your excuse? Do you not know better? Have you not taken the time to really taste the complexities of different beers and ales? Do you just drink what Uncle Marty drank because he was a stinking drunk and must have known good beer? You ignorant swine. Well, back before the days of Prohibition, America was home to an incredible variety of tiny breweries. each with their own unique flavor and characteristic that reflected the brewing styles of immigrants from all over the world. After Prohibition, only a few survived, and the mega breweries expanded in this vacuum. Their assumption and marketing campaign was that Americans only want nice light lagers, and this ignorance lingers in the conspiracy fries every time you buy one of their products. Drink a good independent or imported beer and cast your votes directly against these demons. Now, we must increase our fight against the greed and mediocrity of mega breweries, or prepare to drink carbonated urine from now on. Screw corporate beer before it screws you. Thank you very much, sir. We've also got a little view about some of the populace living in this town. Well, a lot of people living here in Berkeley fit in this category. They're called yuppies. If you ever seen a guy set his car alarm while he sits at a Starbucks table only a few feet away from his car? Well, that's a yuppie. If you ever seen a woman buy a $250 pair of sunglasses without pinching? Well, that's a yuppie. You ever seen a group of businessmen sitting around a table pretending that Rolling Rock is the best beer they ever had? Whoa, those are yuppies, my friend. Yep, they have ego, cash, and desperately want to be cool and not look like a yuppie. They're usually just huge. Well, I can't say that word on the air, but they want everything their way. They're easily threatened, but cops, though, tend to side on them if there's any trouble. They tend to ruin your life by discovering your favorite sleazy bars or Vietnamese restaurants, and your normal hangout turns into a yuppie hive overnight. Yeah, prices go up and you're forced to find a new place. But you know, many of our favorite brew pubs have met this fate, Pacific Coast Brewing Company being one. Boy, they had good beer at one time, but now it's just yuppie haven out there. But you know what? You can take your anger out on their car. You know, it's usually a Lexus or something out there in the parking lot, but don't worry. You know.
Hello?
Hello? I think we got some callers. Hey, it's Siri. Hey, what about them at Urban Attention Getters? Yeah, those are the look-at-me vermin that come with so many possible skins that it's hard to tell them all apart. Well, we got performance artists now, not Michael Pepe, but they're usually self-important exhibitionists with no sense of humor. Yeah, we're going to laugh at your serious statement if it involves smearing your body with Underwood deviled ham, and if we don't get it, that doesn't mean we're stupid, just that your behavior is asinine but amusing. But then we got them modern primitives that spend their unemployment checks on body desecration like tattoos, piercings, bones in the nose, and hanging little pterodactyl fossils from their hair and all that stuff. But you know, I think that stuff's better represented in pages of National Geographic. Sorry, we've seen it all before. So try something new like driving a pair of pinking shears into your eye sockets. Now that would surprise us. Woo-wee. Then places like Pier 39, you get jugglers. Yeah, they have a comedic shtick that amuses the out-of-towners, but they're almost as bad as performance artists, except Michael Pepe, and their level of self-importance and claims of originality. So feel free to toss in a few extra props when they try that old bowling ball knife and cake juggling trick. Just laugh as the fingers start flying. Then we got street musicians. You know, they're always an affront to the decency of our ears. You get some sort of 18-year-old white guy trying to play Delta blues on a sax, and he's usually just as atrocious as that 45-year-old hippie burnout on Hate Street.
He still got the box that the cherry can in. No, I'll take to that. The old coffin varnish. They don't make that like they used to.
They don't make anything like they used to.
Damn right, men neither. I've seen a few showdowns in my day.
More than you know.
Shall we drink to the lady with the white shoes?
Perhaps we better drink to a deepened, dreamless slumber.
Santa, and I endorse this product or service.
Santa's laughter mocks the poor, it's Christmas time again. You hear it in the songs of joy promoting fiscal gain. You see it in the credit cards that flutter down the drain. Cause Santa's laughter mocks the poor, and here it comes again. Santa's laughter mocks the poor, it echoes in the night. The nagging sound that makes you wonder if you got it right. Everybody lies awake and thinks there's more to life. But Santa's laughter mocks the poor.
Santa, we have you, Santa. Don't you pay? Why don't you give me all?
Santa's laughter mocks the poor you've known it all along. Santa's laughter.